This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. State lawmakers could make big changes to the transit district that serves the Denver area. They want to reduce the size of the board that runs RTD from 15 members down to 7. And instead of being completely elected, the governor would appoint 2 members. Democratic Representative William Lidstadt is one of the sponsors.
So this is not a new discussion. It's been a long time since the voters moved it to an elected board, and it's overdue for an update.
The proposal has drawn intense pushback from some Denver leaders who say the switch to fewer seats and larger districts would make it harder for individual communities, including people of color, to have a say on major transit decisions. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg visited Colorado today. His first stop was at Denver International Airport, where he announced a new consumer protection program with Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser. The program is meant to help airline passengers with travel issues and delayed refunds.
Many passengers still don't know that they are automatically entitled to a refund if there is a cancellation for any reason, even if it's weather. Yet we've found a lot of airlines dragging their feet.
State justice departments will now be able to directly investigate consumer complaints against airlines. That responsibility previously fell to the federal government. And a man who worked as a swim coach in Boulder for 20 years was convicted of sex assault charges today. The verdict comes after several adult victims came forward years after their crimes were committed. John Bieber coached in Boulder between 1997 and 2002. He'll be sentenced in July. This is CPR News.